Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Home care workers are responsible for some of the most vulnerable people who cannot live independently, from the elderly to the disabled and even children. For those who are low income, California's Medi-Cal-based program helps pay for at-home services instead of the alternative, which can range from nursing homes or boarding care facilities. There are tens of thousands of home care workers in Sacramento County alone, and for the better part of this year, they've been in contract negotiations with the county over better pay and extended health care benefits. Sacramento County home care workers currently make $16.50 per hour. Both the county and the union representing workers can't agree on a raise, but they're apart by less than a dollar per hour. CAP Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf has been following this and joins us with more. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Vicky.
When did you become aware of the issues surrounding home care workers in Sacramento County?
So earlier this year, I attended a press conference about a new legislative effort to get more collective bargaining power for home care workers. And I met some really impactful clients and workers. And one of the clients was an Oak Park resident named Russell Rawlings.
I moved to California 23 years ago from Texas and family because there are support systems such as in-home supported services, access to public transportation, accessible neighborhoods. None of these were present in the community that I was living in with my parents.
Rawlings is in a wheelchair and has cerebral palsy and sleep apnea, and he pretty much needs 24/7 care, which is extremely hard to find with wages being what they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those who haven't been touched by this personally, what are some other circumstances where a home care worker would be needed?
So home care is really for people who want to remain independent in their lives and oftentimes have people who love and care about them being their caretakers. And it's help with cooking, cleaning, eating, getting in and out of bed, going to the bathroom, handling medications. I mean, Russell is able to work. And he says none of that would be happening if he didn't have his home care worker able to get him out of the bed in the morning, right? That's crucial part. Last week, during an action held by Sacramento County workers, I met a woman named Sabrina Pike, who has been a caregiver for her friend, who's a diabetic amputee, and her friend's mother, who is very elderly and limited.
I'm constantly washing clothes, going to take people from doctor's appointments, getting medicine, going, you know, refilling stuff. I mean, I make all the phone calls. I do everything.
Yeah, that is a tremendous amount of work. Do you have any idea how many people are like Sabrina Pike, people who are working as home care workers in Sacramento or even the state?
So there are 30,000 home care workers in Sacramento and about 550,000 home care workers in all of California. So most of these folks, over 70% of home care workers, are women of color, and many of them are recent immigrants. And to give you an idea of the population that they serve, there are about 650,000 lower income, elderly and disabled people, including blind people in California, that get this type of care. And I want to add that, you know, in the next 40 years, the population of people over 65 in the U.S. is expected to nearly double, right? This estimation from between 2016 and 2060, the population is expected to double to about 94.7 million people in the United States that need this type of care. So this is really an industry that's going to need more and more home care workers over the next decades. And the trend does not seem to be increasing like that.
Yeah. I mean, this is on top of, I mean, just you laying out these numbers. I mean, as it stands today, there are currently more people in the state who get this type of care when compared to the number of workers in the state. You said there's 650,000 lower income elderly and people with disabilities that get this type of care, yet there's like 550,000 in California who are home care workers. So what are they asking for in Sacramento County?
So, yeah, I think you're exactly right, right? There is this discrepancy between the number of care workers and the people who need care. And a lot of the care workers that I talk to, they care for multiple people and have multiple clients around Sacramento that they go and assist. But I think what these workers specifically in Sacramento are asking for is a raise to, they currently make $16.50, as you mentioned. They want to raise to a little over $18. So they want $18.15. And they also want healthcare extended to more people. So currently, not everyone who's eligible for healthcare actually gets it. There's a wait list with about 1,100 people on it. And eventually, the union wants a $20 wage floor to attract and retain caregivers in the county.
So why haven't they been able to reach an agreement with the county?
The union that represents these workers, it's SEIU 2015, they say this is nothing new, right? It took 2 years to reach an agreement last time, and it's been almost a year now. They allege that the county is acting in bad faith. They say they're offering to meet in negotiations, but then not budging on their economic proposal. And their proposal, I'll say, is to raise the wage one more dollar to $17.50. And they also have suggested that they stop providing healthcare benefits at all and just add the money that they pay towards healthcare into the base pay, which would lift it even a little bit higher over the base pay that the union is asking for.
But even as like the wage that they're suggesting, $17.50 versus $18.15 an hour, I mean, we're talking about like 65 cents per hour. What does the county have to say about, you know, what the union is saying about their bad faith negotiations? Do they agree with that?
They don't agree with that. They say they are committed to coming to an agreement. They're trying to balance the needs of the workers with the economic reality of the overall budget. But I'd agree with you that it doesn't seem like a big difference in that base pay, but that this is how it is. Yeah.
And even given like their current hourly wage, even what they're asking for, you know, whether they agree on, you know, $17.50 an hour, $18.15 an hour, you know, that is just already tough to live on in Sacramento. What did you learn about how cost of living impacts them on a daily basis?
So it seems really, really hard. No one gets into this work to make money. I think oftentimes it's discovering that a close friend, a parent, a child needs care, and not being able to find any other seemingly appropriate options for them. But this, you know, the wage, as you said, is just impossible to live on in Sacramento. So the union did a survey and they found that a large portion of their providers, 61%, are unable to access medication because they can't afford the cost of prescriptions. 58 have had to skip doctor's visits because of financial concerns. 2/3 are rent burdened, meaning that they spend at least 50% of their income on housing. And 25% of home care workers, so a quarter of them, spend more than 75% of their income on housing. Lots of numbers there, but people are skipping medical appointments and people are feeling very stressed about rent and mortgage. So Sabrina Pike, who I mentioned earlier, she lives in Carmichael with her friend and her friend's mother. They share a 2-bedroom apartment and are only able to afford it on her wages and the Social Security of the two women. She was really upset about the equity adjustment the Sacramento Board of Supervisors gave themselves. If you remember, that boosted people's supervisors' base pay to $173 a month. Here's what she said.
Someday they're going to be old too. Don't they need someone to take care of them? I mean, everybody's going to need that someday. Don't you want someone to take care of you? I mean, otherwise, what is there? You end up in a nursing home and the county's going to have to pay for that someday. So why not get people that want to do it? Nobody wants to do this because it doesn't pay anything.
Yeah. And just to clarify, Kate, I mean, when you're talking about the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors, they approved to increase their salary to $173,000 a year, correct?
Yes. Sorry about that. Yes, a year.
Yeah. Well, at issue is not only pay, but there's also health care benefits that you touched upon. How does that work and what are they asking for?
So the county currently pays into a medical trust fund, and only a certain amount of these home care workers can get healthcare benefits. There's a wait list of about 1,100 people. And so the union is asking for the county to extend healthcare benefits to all of those people on the wait list.
Mm. And in your reporting, I mean, you reported that the county says only approximately 11% of caregivers that they currently use healthcare benefits that you're describing. Why is there such a discrepancy between caregivers that could use these benefits?
I am not totally sure about why that there is that discrepancy. I think people know that there's a wait list. So I think that's 11%. And then there are other people on a wait list. And Sabrina Pike says she's 700th on the wait list. She's been around 700. So she's still waiting to get that care. And she got care through Medi-Cal because everyone was able to get on Medi-Cal during the pandemic, or a lot of people who qualified were able to get and stay. But now that's unwinding. As you know, I've done some reporting on that. So she is really hoping to get on, you know, on this healthcare soon. But yeah, this is something I'd like to understand better. A lot of caregivers do get benefits another way. So either through a different job or through a family member, or they make little enough to qualify for Medi-Cal.
Hmm. We're talking specifically about Sacramento County, but is this a broader problem across Northern California or even the state?
So this is a broad problem throughout the state. The union is organizing in cities throughout California, Fresno, other spots in the Central Valley, down in LA. And Kim Yvonne is the executive vice president of SEIU Local 2015. And here's what she said to me about Sacramento County.
30,000 of the people who serve members of this county every single day are on the verge of homelessness, are on the verge of winding up in the emergency room themselves because they don't have access to health care, can't pay for their medication, are making decisions about whether putting food on the table or, you know, keeping a light on. That is a blight of this county and many counties in the state of California.
So what efforts are being made at the state level?
So currently, home care workers need to negotiate with the counties. It's really fractured a system, but there is an effort underway to have these workers, they're called IHSS workers or in-home supportive services workers, eventually negotiate with the state instead of county by county. So legislators approved a stakeholder work group that is going to provide recommendations to the governor in 2025.
Okay, so things are still in flux at the state level. Also, there are still negotiations going on in Sacramento County. Where do you see this going next, Kate?
So I checked back in with the union yesterday about where things stand with the county, and it's still stalled. It seems like it's going to be this way for a little while longer, but I think that the pressure is mounting for the county to act. There are more and more people going uncared for. These hours of care hours are being underutilized because people are leaving the profession, and more folks are going to need help.
Yep. Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you, Vicky.
Cap Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf is explaining why caretakers for elderly and disabled individuals in Sacramento are calling on the county to raise their wages and extend healthcare benefits for more people. Up next, in Silicon Valley, startup funding heavily flows to men, but a bill sitting on the governor's desk is looking to balance the scale in diversity. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.